Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, Riding the Turbulence in Challenging Days, teaching you to soar like eagles on those turbulence through the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Satan's Newest Tactic Against You.
Speak the word.
God said when he came to live in you, he came with everything. Not bits and pieces, but everything. And every good gift, he said, I blessed you with every gift pertaining unto life and godliness. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So brothers and sisters, if we want life, we're going to have God in our speech. It's just that simple. We have to have God in our speech. God didn't even save us. Think about that. God didn't even save us until we confessed with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. Think about it. Something that important. If God left that up to us, how much more does he allow you and me to dictate the course of our lives by our own words? But he's allowed us. He's given us freedom. He doesn't dictate to us. We choose. As a matter of fact, you know, I know that the lady that worked for me in Hampton, Virginia, back in the early 90s, had invited me to her church several times. And I said, no. I said, no. And she said that she told the Lord, she says, unless you tell me, I'm not going to ask her anymore. And so apparently the Lord told her. And she asked me, and I went. And that was the day I got born again. You know, so don't get discouraged if you invite somebody or you talk to them about the Lord and they don't always accept it. It may not be that time, but don't give up.
That's right.
You know, God is working on them,
yes.
You know, and he's attracting them. Praise the Lord. But we do that by calling those things to be not, as it says in Romans 4:17, as they were. You know, I've been teaching for more than 25 years on how the words we speak affect us. That is the mission that the Lord gave me when he called me into the ministry. And even I don't think that I have a full revelation of just how damaging our words can be. Because we all, you know, I have not arrived by no means. But the word says that he'll teach me everything I need to know. And I can honestly stand up here and say everything I know, he has taught me and still teaching me, even how to use the computer. When my husband passed away, I didn't even know how to turn it on.
Yes.
But the Holy Spirit has taught me how to use it. You know, he knew I needed to use it, you know, and I couldn't get it. But when I said to the Holy Spirit, you know, because he said, all you got to do is ask.
Yes.
I said, Lord, if you want me to learn how to use this computer, you're going to have to teach me. Holy Spirit, you're going to have to teach me. I couldn't grasp it. And he did.
Yes.
And I'm still doing it, you know, writing books and writing sermons and stuff like that. It's really awesome. But, you know, the Holy Spirit is our helper and our teacher. And we are not in this world alone. We have the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost with us every day. As a matter of fact, we don't even have to invite him to go with us. Because if we go, he's going. And if we stay, he's going to stay. You know, so he's always here with us. And he always blesses what he's already ordained you to do. We don't even have to ask him that. If you're doing what God has asked you to do, it's blessed.
Amen.
It's already blessed. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, that's why God continues to warn us about the words that we speak, how words can snare us, and the words will begin to trap us. We will get trapped by our own words.
Yes.
Proverbs 6:2 in Amplified Bible says, you are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught by the speech of your mouth. And in Job 15:6, I love this. It said, your own mouth condemns you, not mine, your own lips to testify against you. So like I said, you can't blame God for any of it. He says, it's not me. He said, it's not mine. He says it, but it's your own mouth, he said, that's condemning you. In Job 15:6 in NIV. In other words, it's not God's mouth that's condemning you, but your own mouth. You know, the Lord impressed upon me that we are all in a spiritual battle, and it is a warfare.
Yeah, that's right.
The Christian life is a battleground. It's not a playground. And there is an enemy to fight and conquer and territory to be gained for the Lord.
Yes.
You know, in Joel 3:13 in God's word says, cut them down like grain. The harvest is ripe. He says, stomp on them as you would stomp on grapes, talking about our enemies. He said, the wine press is full. The vats overflow. The nations, he says, are very wicked. I had this dream on December the 30th, 2022. I don't write down every dream, but when I feel like it's necessary, you know, it's not just a pizza dream. You know, write it down. And he said, and I saw, when I in my dream, I saw fields, and they were loaded down with grapes. There was acres and acres of grapes, and the vines were green, and the grapes were huge. And in my dream, it was very vivid. And they had bags hanging next to the vines to pick the grapes. And then people began to come in to pick them. And I saw them in a dream, and I think it represents the great harvest that's coming. You know, saints, God declared war on Satan long ago, long time ago, and he won that war. We all know that he won that war. But I really think that, you know, in the Bible, it says that the fields are ripe. They're white, they're ripe, they're ready. And that was written many thousands of years ago. And it's still ripe. And when I had this dream, that's what I thought about, is that. And I really think he was showing me that the harvest is here. The harvest is coming. The harvest is really here.
Yes, it is.
Praise God. In Luke 10:18-19, the Bible says that the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. And Jesus replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. In verse 19, he said, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and Jesus says nothing, he says, will hurt you. Praise God. You know, saints, our God is the host of the armies, and there is nothing to fear when you belong to him.
All right.
He is ahead. He is the host of the armies. And one angel wiped out how many, 20,000 or so people? Just one angel.
Yeah.
So they're not little cherubs.
Yeah.
They are cherubs, but they're other angels too.
Right.
And the one that's guarding the gate at Eden. It's not just a cherub. You won't get past it.
Right.
Praise God. You know, it's imperative for you to be aware of how Satan attacks and be aware of his tactics.
Yeah.
You know, the word says in Ephesians 6:12 in the Voice translation, it says, we're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone.
That's right.
He said, no, he said, this fight is against tyrants.
Yes.
Against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes. He said that slither in the darkness in this world.
Yeah.
And they do slither in the darkness of this world. He said, and against wicked spiritual armies that lurk about in heavenly places. Hallelujah. And friends, what did God say our weapon is against these forces? According to Ephesians 4:17, it says, 6:17 says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That is our weapon. It is the words, brothers and sisters. When God says, I think it's in Hebrews 4:12, he said, my word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yes.
And he said, it'll cut through bone and marrow, even to dividing a spirit and soul.
Yes.
He also says, I think it's in Jeremiah, he said, my word is like a hammer that will break into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. It'll shatter it. So there's nothing that the Word of God can't and won't do. But you are the one, not God. He's given it to you. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want to use the Word or not. But when you start speaking His Word, as I'll show you here in a few minutes, exactly what Jesus is going to do when He comes back. He says a sword from His mouth, His tongue. What was that written on here? King of kings and Lord of lords and the Word of God. And he is his word.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, and he acts on his word always. Backs his word up always. Backs it up.
Speak the word to
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this praise report from Margaret, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, I enjoyed listening to you on the radio. I have started to speak God's word in my life. This year I went through a terrible separation, but God has restored our marriage. I prayed God's word over our relationship, and I learned that one thing or person I could not live without is Jesus. Your ministry has taught me how to combat the bitterness. God has paid me back tenfold. God bless you. Margaret, I am so happy to hear the good news about your marriage, and I thank God that he truly is the God of restoration and reconciliation. And you are right. We can do without a lot of things or people in our lives, but we cannot live without Jesus. Father, I thank you that you said your word would not return to you void, but it would do what you sent it out to do. Hallelujah. And I thank you that you honor your word even above your name. Thank you for restoring Margaret's marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, Riding the Turbulence in Challenging Days, teaching you to soar like eagles on those turbulence through the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.